You're welcome back to the news at one. So Enoch Burke is being freed from Mountjoy Prison. He's been there since November for failing to comply with a court order directing him not to trespass at Wilson's Hospital School, where he'd worked as a teacher. The dispute, which began back in 2022, has seen him make multiple court appearances, face at least 60 court orders and 4 periods of imprisonment. Our legal affairs correspondent Orla O'Donnell can bring us through the latest developments. Orla, before we do that, will you explain why this case was back in court again today?
Well, as you say, Enoch Burke has spent 4 periods in prison now, and he spent more than 550 days in jail for being in contempt of court for breaching court orders. He was dismissed by Wilson's Hospital School, but he challenged that dismissal. And while that challenge is underway, he's still being paid and he's still getting his salary. He mounted a successful legal challenge to the first the composition of the first disciplinary appeals board that was due to hear his appeal. And the second board was convened and finally heard his appeal against his dismissal before Christmas. But he said there was a lack of fair procedures in that hearing. He said he wasn't allowed to cross-examine witnesses. He said one of the members of the panel had prejudged issues. They said they would meet again, but he has now mounted a legal challenge towards that disciplinary appeals panel. And a date for that challenge is expected to be set next month. So the matter came before the High Court for review today, and Mr Justice Brian Cregan said in the interests of justice to allow him to prepare for that legal case, he was going to release him from prison so he could do that properly.
Talk to us then about what happened today and why.
Well, this led to rather extraordinary exchanges in court because Enoch Burke said essentially he didn't need to be released from prison to do this. He didn't want to be released from prison to prepare his case. He said, the judge said he was going to jail him again if he used this time to actually turn up back at the school again instead of preparing for his case. But Mr. Burke said he didn't believe the reasons the judge was giving. He accused him of hypocrisy. He said it was easy. He didn't need to be released to prepare. He could do it from prison. And if he was released, he would return tomorrow to his workplace, Wilson's Hospital School. Now, at that stage, Mr. Justice Cregan told him that his ability to shoot himself in the foot was unparalleled in his experience. If he turns up back at the school tomorrow, the judge said he wanted lawyers for the school to come into court the next day and inform him and tell him what was going on. And it looks like if that happens, we'll be faced with the whole saga beginning all over again. Towards the end of the hearing, Mr. Burke, who was on video link, was muted by the judge. He had earlier muted his brother, Isaac Burke, and he ordered Gardaí to remove Mr. Burke's other brother, Simeon Burke, who is a barrister, to remove him from the court. And he said it was the first time he'd ever had to ask Gardaí to remove a barrister from court. Mr. Burke, Simeon Burke, then left court voluntarily after that. So it is due back in court in early February to set a date for the challenge to the appeal board. But it looks like it will be coming back to court much earlier than that. Mr. Burke has told the court he will be going back to the school tomorrow if he is released. And he is due to be released around about now or very shortly.
Orla, many thanks for that. Orla O'Donnell there, our legal affairs correspondent.